choice. Give us a call today, 870-222-0088, or visit us on the web at www.firstchoicehomecare.net. And as always, go Bombers!
Hi, this is Katie at Farmers and Merchants Bank, inviting you to join us for our first Friday coffee talk on February 2nd. Who is ready for spring sports? Representatives from the Arkansas State Mountain Home Trailblazers will give an update on the upcoming season. Local shops will showcase the best gift for your Valentine. Come shop for your loved ones at Coffee Talk. Stop by our location next to Hickory Park on Friday, February 2nd at 8 a.m. at Farmers and Merchants Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Well, if you're Alma, that quarter could not have ended any better. They get the Chris Salazar hits the jumper to beat the buzzer, and they get the ball to start the final quarter, too.
Yeah, I think they're on a pretty decent little run right here,
yes.
Too, aren't they? Because
yes,
we
they
were
are.
Up six, I believe, and had the ball and had some turnovers that led to, I think they're on at least an 8-0 run.
Something
maybe.
Like that, yeah. So it is Alma's ball to start this final quarter. They're up 39-35. Salazar with it up top. He'll give it to Easton Boggs. He is going to throw it to Eddie Tate for the alley-oop. It won't go, and the rebound is controlled by Gilbert. He tried to throw it to Harris, but the ball's knocked away. Mountain Home does just barely avoid the turnover. How Alma didn't come with that steal, I'll never know.
Alma likes them a little lob play on the other end, don't they?
Yep. Ball is knocked away once again. Mountain Home's able to get it, keep once again. It's kind of sloppy right now for Mountain Home. Red Gilbert with it on the left side. He's going to drill into the lane. Going up for the layup, won't go. And Eddie Tate.
Should have been a walk.
No, they're going to get it's going to be a jump ball, and Mountain Home will have the ball in the possession arrow.
Did he not fall down with the ball?
I thought maybe, I don't know, maybe they Man. Maybe they thought he wasn't controlling it when he fell. I don't know. They're going to take a moment to wipe some perspiration off the floor. But, wait, did that ball hit the rim?
It should have changed possessions, right? It did hit the rim.
So it should be 35 anyway.
Shot clock reset.
7:18 left to play in the game. The officials are going to talk to the scorekeeper. They're not going to reset it. Doesn't look like. There goes.
No, going to keep it. Talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah. They're saying it hit the rim.
Yeah, officials are still talking.
Yep. Yeah,
okay, there it is. So they're going to reset to 35. Thanks to Brad Coleman.
These officials are missing a good game. They ought to pay attention to what's going on down here on the court.
Oh, man. It is going to be Rhett Gilbert inbounding the ball on the baseline. 7:18 left to play. Inbound pass is knocked away, and Chris Salazar comes up with the steal. He's back the other way, going in for the two-handed jam. Chris Salazar in double figures with 11. And it's a six-point lead for Alma. Boy, he's having a good second half right now. Red Gilbert's going to draw a little contact as he's driving towards the lane. Carmine Smith picks up the foul. That is his third personal foul. Team foul number one here in the fourth quarter against Alma. Blaine Tate's going to check back in for the Bombers as McGee Harris will take a seat. 7 minutes left to play in this game. It is a six-point Airedale advantage. And bad pass goes to Carson. He'll give it to Gilbert. Over to Blaine Tate on the right side. Back to Gilbert. He's going to pull up for the three near the corner. Misses everything, and Tyree McGill gets the rebound. 6:49 left to play in the game. Here is Easton Boggs with it. Gives up top to Smith. He's dribbling into the lane, going in for the layup. Good. Wow. Mountain Home has gone cold, and Alma's just taking full advantage.
Yeah, I think Alma's on like a 14-0 run right now. It's 35-29. We have the ball, and they're on a long run.
They're up 43-35. Carmine Smith has 5 on the night. Here is Carson with it. Gives it to Blaine Tate on the right. Up top to Carson. Over to Gilbert. He has it on the left. Over to Blaine Tate. 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Ball goes to McClain. He's going to dribble to the left corner. Pull up for the jumper. Good!
There we go. That's what we needed to end that run.
Ryder McClain with 17 on the night. Back to a two-possession game. It's less than 6 minutes left to play in the game. 43-37 our score. Tyree McBeal is going to go up for the runner. His basket counts, and he is fouled. Oh, my goodness.
Wow, that was an excellent shot. He hit a runner from about 12 to 15 feet on the bank as he was getting bumped.
So that foul's on Braxton Carson. That is his first personal foul, team foul number one against Alma. So Tyree McGill will go to the line for the and-one situation. He has 8 points so far tonight. Carson takes a seat. Was it Drew Haney, I think, checked in for him?
Yeah, Drew Haney did.
So McGill gets his first free throw of the night. And it's back to, it's a nine-point lead now for Alma. 46-37 our score. Here's McClain with it on the right side. Up top to Dewey. Over to Blaine Tate on the left. 5:41 left to play in the game. Back up top to Dewey. Back to Blaine Tate. He's going to dribble to the low block. Has the ball knocked away, and but he's going to get bailed out by a foul call. Who they're going to get there?
Number one, maybe?
Nope, Kamari Smith. Kamari Smith. That's his fourth personal foul. Team foul number two against the Airedales here in the fourth quarter. So he's going to check out of the game as Camden Curd comes back in. There's your number one right there.
Yep, I got you.
So 5:35, let's play in the game. Mountain Home will inbound it. Ball goes to Ryder McClain, over to Rhett Gilbert. He dribbles toward the top, over to Blaine Tate on the left side. He into the lane, puts up the fadeaway jumper, good!
All right, it's going to start. We got to get some stops on the defensive end.
Blaine Tate with nine on the night. 46-39, Alma up, 5:15 left. McGill with it. He's going to dribble into the lane, put up the turnaround jumper, and it goes in. Tyree McGill in double figures with 11. 48-39, Alma up. 5 minutes left. Blaine Tate with it up top. He'll throw it over to Gilbert on the left side. Up top to Dewey. Over to Blaine Tate. He dribbles up to the top. Over on the left side to Rhett Gilbert. Back up top to Tate. Over to Dewey on the right side. He's going to put up the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Easton Boggs, and he'll be fouled in the backcourt. Drew Haney picks up his first personal foul. Second team foul against the Bombers here in the fourth quarter. Oh, they gave that to McClain? Wow, I thought it was...
Drew was right there.
Yeah,
with
I didn't think McClain was anywhere near that. All right, so it's gonna be McClain. That's his second. Here is Curd with it. He'll give it to Easton Boggs, who puts up the three in the left corner. Good.
Man, bad scenario right now. Mountain Home's gone cold, and Alma can't miss.
Easton Boggs with eight on the night. It's a 12-point lead all of a sudden for Alma. 4:20 left to play in the game. Blaine Tate dribbling into the lane. He's going to be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line with 4:17 left. So, Tyree McGill picks up his first personal foul. That is the third team foul here in the third quarter against the Airedales. So Blaine Tate at the free throw line. So far he is 1 of 3 with 9 points. First free throw is up. Good. McGee Harris and Levi Uchman coming in for Mount Tom, replacing Drew Haney and Rhett Gilbert. Right now, I'm not sure what the answer is, because the Alma doesn't seem like what right now. No matter what they throw up, they can't miss.
Yeah, it is. And
wow, Blaine Tate missed the free throw. He almost tipped it back up and in. He couldn't get it to go. But Mount Tom gets another offensive rebound. Brayden Dewey with the layup. Good.
Blaine Tate. One, Uchman got a finger on it. Blaine followed it up, couldn't get a shot to go. Good job finding Dewey. Right here's what's going to start with, some steals and maybe some, yep.
Yep, offensive foul in the backcourt. Tyree McGill called for the foul. Much to the dismay of the Alma crowd, but it was. Second personal foul against Tyree McGill, and that's the last one they have to give in this quarter.
I think Alma's going to call a timeout here.
Yep, they sure are. And so we will break. With 3:57, let's play in the game. It is Alma leading Mount Tom 51-42. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
If you are tired of buffering and sketchy service, you need to experience Next, powered by NAEC's fiber optic internet. With service up to 1 gig, Next Internet is the definition of high speed. Plans start at just $49.95 a month. Subscribe to Next by calling 870-895-3221 or visiting mynextfiber.com. You may also subscribe by visiting North Arkansas Electric Cooperative's office.
Well, Alma taking the timeout with 3:57 left to play in the game. Both teams have two full timeouts left now, and they're out of 30-second timeouts. It will be Mount Tom inbounding the ball as they trail 51-42.
You know, who's going to hit a big three? Right now you're at Alma. This crowd is in, and Alma can't miss. You know, we got some good steals. We got a steal and an offensive foul these last two possessions here, and see if we can't get some more of that and lead to some offensive side of things. Should be Mount Holmes' ball.
Yes, it should. I've got 42. Josh Fulcher is trying to say that Mount Tom has 44. That's not what I have in my book. So they're trying to get that worked out real quick.
Coach Husky's down there too. They're gonna put everybody back to their benches while they figure this out.
All right. Yeah. So they're still talking right now. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll go ahead and take another. Well, no, hold on. No, they're no. Okay, so I think they got it worked out. Whatever it is, I think it's going to stay at 51-42 right now. So they're just going to talk just a little bit more. Now they're going to bring him out to start back up.
All right, should be Mount Holmes' ball.
Yep, it is.
Last time they were lining up, like Alma was going to throw the ball in, but.
So Levi Uchman will trigger the inbound pass on the near sideline right in front of the scoring table. Gets in Blaine Tate. We're back underway. Less than 4 minutes left to play in this game. Blaine Tate dribbling on the right side. Gives it there to Harris. Down to Dewey on the low block. Out to Harris. He's going to pull up for the three in the right corner. Good!
Is there a McGee corner in Alma? If there is, he found it.
His first 3 points of the night. It's down to a two-possession game. 51-45 our score. Lower 3.5 minutes left to play in this game. Here's McGill back the other way going in for the layup. He's going to lose a hand. Oh, wow. They're going to say
no
that it was
way.
Off of Mountain Home.
No way. That was a block. He went right off of his hand out of bounds.
3:28 left. It will be Rogers and – I'm sorry, Curd inbounding the ball on the baseline. He'll get into Eddie Tate to Salazar on the right side. Now to Curd. He's going to dribble into the lane. Throws it out to McGill on the left side. Back out to Curd on the wing.
15 on the fourth, 13 on the shot clock.
Salazar with it now. Dribbles to the low block. He puts up the jumper over Harris. It rolls around. Will not go, and the rebound comes to Dewey. And he's going to be fouled in the backcourt.
Mountain Home should be shooting free throws now.
Yes, they should.
What a way to get to the line and make some points without the clock running off.
Camden Curd picks up his second personal foul, and that does put Mount Tom in the bonus. 15th foul against Alma. So Braden Dewey will be at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has 9 points so far this evening. 3:06 left to play in this game. All right, so Braden Dewey takes the ball from the official. First free throw is up. Good. So he's now double figures. Carmine Smith and Miles Kinder coming back in for Alma, replacing Chris Salazar and Tyree McGill, who really had a good second half.
Yeah, they did. They had some good minutes, hit some big shots, especially in that third quarter.
So Dewey with one more free throw to shoot. Second shot is up. No good. Gets 1-2, and the rebound's controlled by Curd. So 51-46, Alma up. A little over 3 minutes left.
Need a big stop.
Ball goes over to Kendrick on the left side. Now over to Smith. Now down to Easton Boggs. He puts up the alley-oop layup.
Yeah, Mount Home lost Boggs in the backside of that zone. He went in there. They threw the ball up high for the tall wing.
He has 10 on the night. 53-46, back to a three-possession lead for Alma. Ball goes off top to Harris. He dribbles on the right side, down to Tate in the corner. He dribbles into the lane, throws out to Harris. He's going to try another three-pointer, won't go, and the rebound is tipped out and controlled by Harris. Over to McLean on the left wing, left corner, that is. Cross court to Tate, Blaine Tate. He drills into the lane, throws it back out to McLean. To Uchman, now over to Harris. To Blaine Tate in the right corner. He drills the low block. Out to Uchman. Up top to McLean. 15 left on the shot clock. Ball goes with Blaine Tate on the left side. Down to Dewey on the low block. And he's going to be called for the travel.
Yeah, I think it's the right call.
So 1:57 left to play as Mount Tom's going to turn it over.
Dewey turned the corner. Looked like he was going to get to the right side, and his footwork just came out from under him, and he lost his footing, tried to throw the ball up, but I think that's the correct call.
53-46, Alma with the ball in the lead. Ball goes into the front court to Curd. Over to Smith on the right side. Pass knocked away, and McLean's able to save it into to Blaine Tate as they come up with a steal. Here is Blaine Tate. Dribbling out, throwing to McLean in the right left wing. His three-pointer, no good. The rebound is tipped out and controlled by Blaine Tate. Mount Tom has a fresh 35. Minute and a half left to play in the game.
Need a big shot. Need to see one go in the hole.
Blaine Tate's going to go in for the layup. It won't go. Dewey gets offensive rebound. He puts it back up and in.
Good rebound by Dewey. Mount Home goes with the quick timeout.
Braden Dewey with 12 points on the night. We'll break with 1:17 left to play as Mount Tom does take the timeout. It is Alma leading 53-48. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Four excellent reasons to choose Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home are Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin. They're trained and highly experienced in handling a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. Using on-site X-ray, MRI, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment plan. Rediscover the joy of life, pain-free and productive. Appointments available at four area locations, number 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home, plus clinics in Harrison, Salem, and West Plains. Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com for more information.
Are you looking for a personalized banking experience with a strong community focus? Look no further than FNBC. This is Kyle Davidson, Community President at FNBC in Mountain Home. I invite you to stop in and meet our team at our newest location at the west end of the bypass at 175 West End Way to see what makes FNBC different. We provide customized financial solutions, technology to run your business more efficiently, and community bankers who value building strong relationships. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Well, Mount Tom taking the timeout with 1:17 left to play in the game after Braden Dewey got the layup off the offensive rebound. Mount Tom has one timeout left, Alma with two. It is Alma inbounding the ball, leading 53-48 right now.
So you can play this out with the shot clock the way that it is. In my opinion, we still got some fouls to give. If you're going to foul, you don't foul now, but you were going to have to foul at some point.
Yep. Curd into the front court. Dribbles on the right side. Gives it to Eddie Tate. Now up top to Smith. Back over to Curd on the right.
Alma's going to be content using the clock.
Yes, they are. Back to Smith. Less than a minute left. 15 left on the shot clock.
Here is Walk.
Yeah, he's called for the travel. Easton Boggs turns it over with 55 and a half seconds left.
He was about 28 feet, 30 feet out, and tried to pump fake like he was going to shoot a three. When he did, he shuffled both feet. Correct call by the official.
Rhett Gilbert's going to come in for Mount Tom. I'm sorry.
I think Rhett came in during that timeout.
Yeah, for Carson.
Yep, he did.
Okay. So here is Gilbert giving it to Blaine Tate. Going up top. Up top to McLean. He's going to drill to the right side. Put up the jumper. Good! We're down to one possession.
Now I think we have to foul now. We have to foul. There's only about a two-second differential. We've got to foul. We've got to extend this game.
Curd with it. He's going to throw it to Easton Boggs. Back over to Curd. Back to Boggs. He is giving it back to Curd. Back to Boggs. He's going to put up the three-pointer. Well, won't go. Offensive rebound, though, for Kendrick.
Steal by
Mountain Home. Blaine Tate. He's going to give it to McGee Harris. Now here is Tate. 7 seconds left. Blaine Tate will give it to Rhett Gilbert. He's going to dribble. He's going to put up the jumper. It won't go. It wouldn't have mattered if... Wow. I don't think they realized
they were down three, and we pulled up and took a two-point shot. Needed a three there at the end.
And Alma
had a timeout. Don't know if we didn't want to call it and let it play out.
I was kind of wondering that myself. But it is going to be Alma escaping with a three-point win. Wow.
Wow, what a close game by the Bombers, and unable to pull it out in the end.
Our final score, Alma defeats Mountain Home tonight, 53-50. We'll come back and start the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic postgame show in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass. And Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Don't let an injury keep you down. Board-certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Wynn Moore and Dr. Ed Roeder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all ages. Doctors Moore, Roeder, and their staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of experience. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic will get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
The community of Mountain Home continues to be committed to the Bombers, just as Centennial is